وصل أكمل صالح إلى أستراليا في عمر 10 سنوات مع عائلته المهاجرة من مصر بحثاً عن حياة أفضل، ولا يزال يومه الأول محفوراً في ذاكرته.
One of my most potent memories is when we were landing in Sydney. This is in the 70s, you know, and seeing the rooftops. The rooftops are that triangular, and we don't have that in Egypt because it doesn't rain. But from the air, they look like pyramids. And I remember thinking, man, there are millions of pyramids. In this country, we've only got like 7. It must be very advanced.
أقامت عائلة أكمل في منزل في بنش باول في ضواحي سيدني الغربية، وتفاجأوا بهدوء الحي الذي اختلف عن صخب وضجيج أكبر مدينة في مصر.
And coming into Sydney in the 70s on a Sunday, it just, you know, going from probably the most populated city in the world to the least populated city in the world at the time, or very close to it, it just was such a contrast. It seemed to me like the place was just shut. It was just like closed. There was no traffic.
أما أكمل وأخوه فقد تقبلا حياتهما الجديدة بانفتاح، وكان هناك أشياء كثيرة ليتعلماها. في البداية بدت الأشياء غريبة بعض الشيء، مثل الانخراط بمدرسة جديدة وتعلم لغة جديدة مثل الإنجليزية. بالنسبة لأكمل كان كل شيء مختلفا عن الحياة في مصر، حيث كان انتقل من بلد يتكلم لغة واحدة إلى بلد متعدد الثقافات.
You don't even hear other languages because it's not a multicultural country. It's a monocultural country, and so even the idea of language is foreign to you when you're 10 years old. You know, I'm trying to get my head around this whole language thing. Like, I'd go to school and people would speak to me in English, and I couldn't understand, and I really desperately wanted to understand.
يذكر أكمل أيضاً أن أحساسه كدخيل أو غريب رافقه لفترة طويلة، ليس فقط لخلفيته الإثنية، فكان يلجأ لروح الفكاهة التي كانت تخفف العبء عنه.
It's funny, I never fitted in no matter what, whether it was racial or not. I mean, generally I've kind of been an outsider, you know. So even if every kid in the class was Egyptian like me, I would have still been the outsider. You know, I had the comedy on my side. I could always make fun of myself.
لعبت الكنيسة القبطية دورا كبيرا في صباه، ولكنه عندما كبر حول تركيزه وعبر عن نفسه من خلال الفكاهة.
When I first started doing comedy, I was scared of being ethnic because I thought they're not going to like me. You know, it was a really Anglo environment and community. You know, so I changed my name to Peter because I thought if I change my name to Peter, maybe people won't realize I'm ethnic.
وفاجأت الحياة أكمل وأصبح إرثه العربي بمثابة أثمن المؤهلات التي مكنته من السخرية من النمطية والنموذجية.
Believe it or not, folks, not all Arabs are terrorists or belong to gangs. Some of us sell weapons.
أما النجاح في الحقل الكوميدي ففتح له أبواب السفر والقيام بأدوار تلفزيونية وإذاعية، وحيثما وجد أكمل صالح إن كان على المسرح أم على الشاشة فكان يتطرق إلى مواضيع لم يجرؤ عليها كوميديون آخرون.
Are there any Islamic extremists in tonight? Because maybe that's the problem. You don't know. They could be on their way to blow up a bridge or an embassy or something, and suddenly one of them says, why don't we stop off and watch the comedy gala? For fun and laughter.
Theoretically, you can talk about any topic, but it's what you're saying about it or how you're presenting it. What spirit are you bringing to it? Are you divisive? Are you hateful? Or are you just confused and trying to work things out in a genuine way? You know, anything, any topic can potentially be funny, but the more contentious the topic, the more careful or the cleverer you have to be.
وقد أصبح الآن لنهج الحياة الأسترالية جذورا راسخة في هوية أكمل صالح. هذا التقرير من إعداد كارول هومز وجميل فخري.